Barbara Berg coming up even a little bit sooner than that. Barbara is the author of Ring Shui. More about move your rings, change your life. Big Al, you have a ring.
I do.
Wedding ring.
Yeah, it never moves, though. It always stays in the same position.
Do you take it off at night?
I do not.
You never take it off?
I don't. Should I?
Well, I don't know. Did I? No, I don't remember if I took my ring. I think I used to take my ring off at night. Yeah.
Well, I mean, no, I'd be afraid it would fall. Yeah, no.
I'm trying to think. When did I take it off? I used to take it off when brothels.
Yeah. The I-95 rule.
Yeah. I took it off when I went out of town. I used to take it off when I went. I don't know. I mean, I wore it all the time. I liked wearing it. I really did. And I almost had to have my finger cut off because of it.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't go over well, too. So it's dangerous. You lose your finger.
Then
everyone will know you're married because you're fingerless then.
No, look, I don't have a finger.
You take it off when it comes off with your finger.
All right. Talking about it, we've got Barbara with us. Barbara Berg, Ring Shui. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, guys. How you doing with the whole ring thing?
We're doing great. We were just talking. I broke my finger while I had my wedding ring on, and I can't wear it anymore.
That is such a sign of I don't know what. Did you get scared? What happened?
No. I wish I could wear it. I liked wearing my ring.
Oh, now that's a cool man. Do you know it takes quite a man to wear his ring? Where can you wear it on your right finger? Your right ring finger?
Yeah, it felt awkward. And I wore it. It was a chick magnet when I wore it. I mean, it really was.
He wears an earring in his right ear. The ring's in his left hand.
No, I wish I could, but I just can't.
Now, I got to ask you something, guys. I hear from guys that when they're single, no women want them. And then when they're married, all of a sudden the women come after them. Is any of that true?
How they get married.
In my case, no women wanted me when I was single. No women wanted me when I was married.
So, I found one that wanted me, and I'm sticking with her.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't know if I really found one that wanted me, but she stuck with me.
Yeah.
No, you are right, though. Once you put a ring on.
I've never experienced that.
Man, you never found that?
No.
Oh, yeah. You're right, Barbara. You're right.
Do any of you guys ever see a man wearing a ring on his right index finger yet? Because it's come into the States. Oddly enough, they wear them in India. And did you know the Brahmin guys, if they want good luck and having anything they want, they put a ring on their right index finger. That is coming to this country. Just like earrings started out really big after a while, the ring thing's going to be happening.
What about thumbs?
All right, let's discuss thumbs. I've got to tell you. Some people are power hungry, and they never get enough of it. And if you see a woman with her right thumb, she thinks the only way she's going to get your attention is she cleans up after you, and you can't live without her. She'll smother you to death.
Really? And what about a guy who wears a thumb ring?
A guy, he wants to be Jim Jones or something. He thinks he's got an idea. Everybody ought to follow him. He wants to rule the world. I'm telling you, this guy can't get enough.
Is that right? But will they eventually get there? Or they just want to feel that way.
Interestingly, on the thumb, they'll never get there. It's the right index finger. Very strangely, when I started learning about this energy stuff and I knew nothing about it, Jupiter runs the right index finger. And Rhea, this little goddess, she's quite a gal, and Venus run the thumb. And Venus ran off with a lot of men and had a great time, but Rhea was a person who stuck with obligations. So the thumb is like you keep trying, but, you know, you're just in circles. But the right index finger, guys, that's where the power is.
What about the pinky ring?
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the pinky ring?
I got a guy I see every Friday. He wears a pinky ring.
You know,
you got to hear this. The guys with the pinky ring, they think they got it going on. But they're really just showing off to just kind of make themselves feel hot. But sometimes they can be a good guy, but I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. And he'll talk a good number, but he won't share it with you. Not really.
Okay. Well, he'll talk a good number. Holy mackerel, phone girl, look at you.
Hold on,
phone girl's a thumber.
Yeah, but mine's on my right thumb. What's that?
That's your left hand.
You have a ring on your right thumb?
Oh, yeah. No, it's on my left.
On your left thumb.
Okay, can we discuss?
Please.
Edward, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. Cool woman. The left thumb wants some power, too. But the problem with the left thumb is you end up doing for everybody else, and you run yourself in circles, and you do the job of five people, and you're all so willing. Is that true?
Oh, my God!
Bingo!
Oh, my God! How did you take that off, honey? you are too good.
No,
you're too good, doll. You put it on your left index finger, and you are the queen bee, Tanya. And anytime you do anything for somebody, you get it back tenfold.
No.
Left index.
That's your right hand.
Left index, baby.
I need to know my right from my left.
Put your hands up. The one that makes it L is the one.
Here's the deal, guys.
Jeez.
The right hand means all the stuff you do out in the world. Like when you shake your hand with your right hand. You're putting it out there. You're efforting. You're really giving it a shot. The right hand is where you just sit still and it all comes to you. Wedding ring's on the left hand.
Wait. You just said that you just gave two examples. You said the right hand with both. You said the
right
hand.
Right hand is where you're putting out,
right.
And you're going to get good things, but you really put out and do your own energy.
Okay.
The left hand is where you just kind of let it come into you. So, for instance, if a woman is not married and she's wearing a ring, say, from her mother or a friend or herself, and she wears it on her left ring finger, the energy she'll give off is, I'm already taken care of and I don't need you. And a lot of people are starting to just put a ring on their left finger. It's not a bad thing, but it just kind of means I don't really need anybody else to get married to because I already have this.
What about somebody who doesn't wear any rings?
Now, if a man wears no rings, he's actually a cool guy and he doesn't get picky about small things. If a woman doesn't wear any rings, it means, you know what? I'm afraid to put out to the world what I want and I'll just take what I get.
Yeah, but if he's got a broken wedding, his ring finger.
Then don't worry about it. You just hang in there.
What? What do you mean?
You're not a cool guy. I mean, your finger's broke. That's why your ring's not on there, is what she's saying.
Give it a shot. How long is it going to take to get better?
It's done. Yeah, I mean, I can't.
It's never going over.
It's never going over that knuckle.
What if we're referencing
okay,
Mr. T
know,
here?
Just be cool, the cool guy you are, and it's okay.
Thank you. And you can get the heck no.
I don't think so.
Now
Big Al's taking off his ring.
Excuse me.
No, I'm not.
Now,
girl. But I do have to ask Tanya, are you going to take that ring off your thumb?
I put it on my left index.
Yeah, but it's not going to change anything.
Yes, it is.
Now, everybody's got to bring Tanya lunch and take care of her.
That's just for today. Tomorrow, she'll forget her right and left again. She'll be back in the other hand.
That's right. We'll be back to it. Can I tell you something about the toe ring? Here's a killer. When a woman wears a toe ring, she's giving a message to a guy that she's a lot of fun, but he doesn't have to take her home to mama. So I say, if you want the guy to marry you, take that toe ring off.
No, but use it. Gentlemen, use it the other way. Look for the toe ring girl.
Yeah, look for the toe ring. She's a sure thing.
Now, what if you only wear it like in the summer when you have your bathing suit on and you're on the beach?
Right, if you're having a beachy day, you're having a good time. Now, let me talk about the right middle finger, guys. This is a tricky one. The woman who wears a ring on her right middle finger, she's afraid she's going to have to leave the guy first before he leaves her, and she's always worried about who's going to dump who. A guy with a ring on his right ring finger, he'll have short crash-and-burn relationships. So if that's what you want, guys, you go there.
Oh, this is fun stuff. Barbara, I wish we had more time to go through all of this. The book is out, though. It's called Ring Shway. More about move your rings, change your life, attract the relationships you want through the placement of your rings. And nice wedding ring on that front page.
You're
right
adorable,
there.
You guys. Man. Tanya, you're just great. Keep that thumb ring off, huh?
Yeah, she put it back on. I kicked her out of the studio.
Ah, no! Okay.
Oh, she wants to talk to you more. Hold on a second, Barbara. But the book is out and available, right? People can get the book?
It's not available. You can get it on Amazon.com. Look for More About Ring Shway. It goes different ways with them. And then there's ringshway.com. Get in touch with me. I'll help you move your rings, and you'll get what you want, honey, I tell you.